Oh, thank you very much for having me.
I was just having a look through this report by the Co-op. A nation divided on the source front, Phil.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think when I was growing up, you know, we didn't have... We had three sauces. We had mustard, which my dad loved. We had tomato ketchup and brown sauce. There's no difference. There's no variations. There's no chilli sauce. There's no sriracha sauce. There's no... Just that's what you had. And they were... They were rationed. I can remember my parents saying to me, oh, you can't have that with that, you can't have this with that, you only get the ketchup out occasionally. But that's all gone out the window now. And that's what one of the reasons why I did the Co-op food source audit was just to highlight the fact that people now travel the world, they come home, and if they want to have chilli sauce and a roast beef, good on them, it's up to them. However, some combinations don't work, I don't think.
I was going to say, what are the sort of the unwritten rules when you're looking at sauce? I remember I was watching something with Gordon Ramsay once. He was absolutely going mad that someone was asking for a sauce in his restaurant with the food. Is there any sort of unwritten rules that we have with this film?
Well, it's interesting. I bet if you asked him now, he wouldn't mind at all. I do rib him when I see him. I think it's a question of, if you want it on your dish and you're happy to have that, then that's fine. And I'll give an example. Years and years and years ago, we used to have a lady come to my restaurant, and she would have dinner, and she wanted for her dog sautéed pink chicken livers with Madeira, browned almonds, and peeled green grapes. And I used to cook it for her. This is in the 80s, remember? And I used to charge her £10 a pot for that. And she loved it. And then she'd say to me, oh, could you call the vet? My dog's being sick. Well, I'll tell you the reason why it's being sick. Because he's eating peeled grapes. That's why. But the point I'm making is if you want it, you can have it. That's up to you. However, there are a few things that you've got to be careful of. And when you're putting bananas and ketchup on your roast beef, then I think you've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, it's making my stomach churn already,
exactly.
That, to be honest.
Exactly.
Because I was looking for this report as well. 12% of people are happy to have a sauce sandwich.
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, brown sauce in a sandwich, it's absolutely fine. I don't mind that at all. I think it would work. It's a bit like Marmite. When I was growing up, we had Marmite and Bovril of that age. And we used to have Bovril on bread, on toast. It was your sort of like a light breakfast or a mid-morning snack. So I don't mind that. It's when you start mixing stuff together. Like my son, for instance, he will have peas and he'll put in half a tub of ketchup in his peas because he'll eat the peas. But he, you know, you've got to be a little bit careful, I think.
No, that's very, very true. And when, say you're over at someone's house and you sat down, they've made you a meal and all the rest of it. Is it a bit rude to be putting sauce on something that someone's cooked for you? Is it not a problem anymore?
Well, it depends what it is. I'll tell you what, Danny, okay, here we go. You go to someone's house and they've cooked you a sea bass, grilled sea bass, lovely. A few vegetables, a bit of potato, and you say, oh, can I have a bit of mayonnaise? That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
A little bit of salad cream, possibly bending it a little bit. Ketchup, possibly, but you wouldn't ask for brown sauce, would you? But now, I think you're in trouble if you start asking that sort of thing, but pretty much, do you know what? I don't really mind, because everyone's different. Everyone has flavour profiles in their mind that work and some that don't work. And I think provided your guest or your host is not offended, then, yeah, pretty much they'll offer it anyway, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's true. If I was giving someone sea bass and they put brown sauce, I think I'd kick them out of the house there.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't come back, would they?
That's it. Friendship over. Done. Finished. That's one of the rules right there. Now, Phil, I've got to ask you the big question as well, because this is the really serious one that has divided the entire office this morning as well, to be honest.
Go on, then.
Is it fridge or cupboard?
Right. I put none of my sauces in the fridge.
Yeah? Really?
Never have done.
Oh.
And I've got salad cream that my wife loves salad cream that's been in there 3 months. And it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Ketchup's fine. Brown sauce fine. Bear in mind, the three things that don't go off, okay, are alcohol, sugar and salt. Take out the alcohol, ketchup's packed full of sugar and salt. So as long as the ratios are right and the acetic acid content's right, which is vinegar or acid, you're absolutely fine. But I've never put it in the fridge. And also it changes the flavour profile. Cold ketchup's horrible. You want it room temperature.
I have to, because we were on about this morning. I there's something about having cold ketchup on chips that I absolutely love.
Ah, now, you see, that's different. You've got a hot and cold combination, and that's fine. But you also need a little bit of mayonnaise on the side as well.
Yeah.
So you can dip it in there. So, you know, it's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine. But I think, you know, if certain things, if they're... don't have too much sugar or salt in them, then or vinegar, then you need to be slightly careful.
No, I think you are right there, Phil. And I think we can start to heal the nation with that as well and bring us all together over that debate. Because that divides a room immediately whenever I bring that up. But just looking at it as well, Phil, I mean, is it still the same sort of condiments that we're all using? Is it the brown sauce, the red sauce and all the rest of it? Or are we still going for the sweet chilli and all the rest of it now?
It's interesting. Ketchup still comes out on top. And when I was growing up, it wasn't ketchup, it was red sauce. Red sauce and brown sauce. Ketchup comes out on top. It looks like brown sauce is sort of dying off a little bit, but it will come back. But then, you see, there's different types of brown sauce. So my wife likes the HP Fruity, for instance. And I like that. I forgot they made that. My brother will only eat Hammond's brown sauce. But, you see, they'll always be there. Ketchup will be number one. However, I do think that... you've alluded to sweet chili sauce is always there. Any hot condiment sauce, chili, sriracha, sweet chili, chili mayonnaise, all those things are always buzzing around, I think. And I think they're running a close third, definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you say that the brown sauce is slow. I couldn't do a bacon sandwich without some brown sauce on it, to be fair, Phil.
Really?
Oh,
you see,
I love it.
Hang on. Now, bacon sandwich, my wife will have red and brown sauce.
Oh, no.
Only a little bit.
All right.
But to me, brown sauce your sausages. Not, you don't put ketchup on sausages. You put brown sauce on sausages.
That's true. That's true, to be fair. No, I can understand that. And Phil, as well, I know you've been very busy yourself, still making quite a few appearances on the telly, and especially with this morning as well. But it must be great fun being involved with something like that.
I'll tell you what, you know, they just give me a new contract for another year. So that'll be 19 years I've done it. So a third of my life I've done this morning. And I think it goes Dr. Chris and me as the longest presenters or longest experts. So I'm very lucky, and I've been to 27 countries, made 200 films, cooking once every week. It's a bit of a laugh. I love doing live telly because I literally do 6 minutes and go home. It's the best job in the world.
And the rates keep going up and up as well, Phil. So I'm putting that down to you now as well.
Well, it's not too bad. Around about 2 million. Yeah, we're getting there.
No, that's not too bad.
Not too bad for daytime telly.
Yeah, I'd take that for local radio in Yorkshire. That doesn't sound too bad,
exactly,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Phil, if people want a little bit more information on this, where's best to go?
Best thing to go is to go to cooperativefood.co.uk. There's lots of info on there and you can have a look at it.
Oh, smashing stuff. Well, Phil, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Thanks again, Danny.